car dying outside. You what?
My issue. The
Hulk? No. I want to get him. But like.
Good.
Welcome back, Full Heel Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. We are midway through the co-main event. Andre Arlovski versus something Felipe. Felipe.
I think Felipe is his first name. I forgot what his last name is.
Why is it on there is his first name?
Did you see Herb just catch your arm there?
Yep. He caught a spinning back fist and a hook.
Fallacious.
Yeah. So we have in-house today Toucan, Jesus, and Frankie. Jesus is off. Mike will be sharing a mic with...
Yeah, we're sharing a mic.
With Frankie.
I don't have COVID anymore, so it's
cool. The cable broke on my other mic, so I got to order a cable. Because he did.
Death is funny.
Is he the only one that did officially get COVID?
Officially.
Wait, you guys haven't been sick at all?
Nope.
No.
I don't get sick.
So
I'm a man.
February before they all went down, I was really, really sick. So I think I'm still of the belief that I probably did have it. So
and that's why Frankie doesn't get vaccinated.
No, and so I want to get the antibodies test just to see. But then I got vaccinated, so I probably already have.
I could have had a false positive because I had an over-the-counter test.
I'm of the suspicion that I did have it, but I haven't. I can't confirm or deny it.
I can't confirm or deny this, but Frankie's heart is 2 times the size it was before. Can't confirm or deny that.
And it's not just because Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah, he's just a loving person. It's not because of the shot. Either.
The Grinch.
What? And I'm. And in how I handled COVID, because it was kind of breezy for me.
Like, el COVID.
Yeah. So you know, I'm just saying, I'm not an anti-vax or anything, because I'm vaccinated. Felt something. But I don't know if it helped. I can't say if it helped or not.
Whoa. Sound like a silencer. I thought you killed Frankie. Right.
Live.
Which, oh fuck! God. Shit! Shit!
Oh god!
Birthday, bro. Like, what are we gonna do? Where are we hiding the body? I'm not gonna fucking go through this shit.
The lagoon is right there.
Yeah, the lagoon is there.
Oh, dude, yeah, they found a head there, right?
Yeah, severed head.
They found a dismembered.
I think they did eventually find all the body parts scattered around different ponds and shit like that. But
that's fucking nuts, man.
The head was the one that led to them investigating. They drained the lagoon. It was drained for a while.
Did you ever get out there to see it?
The drained lagoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Anything good?
No.
Okay.
Not that I saw. That island thing looked crazy. You know, like that island.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like.
There's just like birds there.
What?
So if you want head, go to McKinley Park.
What?
If you want head, go to McKinley Park.
Oh, I get it now. That's where they severed head, yeah.
And
what does everybody want?
Hey.
Wild.
I haven't really been paying attention. I was more focused on the...
Yeah.
Something. Computer. What was I doing? I'm fucking ripped.
Something,
I don't even know.
Something.
Hi, we've been smoking steadily since you guys got here.
Dark side.
What was it, Carlos? Wait, is the other one done?
Toasted.
Probably.
I'm trying to roll this blunt, but I'm trying to watch this fight, and it's.
I had more of that.
It proves difficult, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's slightly.
Do you have a roller?
Yeah, I do.
You know they have blunt rollers, right? Like that? That are the same. That are the same concept.
Wait, what?
Yes, they have them bigger.
Oh yeah, they have them.
They have blunt size rollers.
Yep.
They're pretty cool. Felipe looks super fucking
tired.
Shit.
He hurt his leg. What happened? What just happened?
No, I think he tripped.
Yeah, he kicked him, and then Felipe kind of walked forward on him.
I feel like he didn't reaction getting up the way I wanted him to, and I'm scared.
And I'm scared for him.
We,
of course.
Yes. And his dyed beard.
There's a Villarosa outside, Jesus, so you can munch on that when we're done. There's only a fight after this, too.
Yeah, and I brought some chips and dip to munch while we watched.
Yeah.
It's unprofessional to eat when you're on the air.
There's only one more fight left anyway.
Chips and...
Oh, yeah, well, everyone can eat my dick.
Ay, ay, ay. You should have told us. We could have chopped it up onto the pizza.
Nicely played.
Well, you are, what is it, queer? So you probably don't even need it. Right? Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Lick it. Lick it.
That still makes me laugh so hard. I want to know who that was. It took the time.
No, keep going with it. Toucan, it looks good for me. Like, I hang out with queer people all the time. Toucan.
Yeah. You say creepy people or queer?
Queer people. Okay. Toucan's queer.
Okay.
There's an article written on it. It's no lies.
There's an article written on Toucan being queer?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
No, but something like it.
Being queer, but it mentions him as queer?
The streets were talking.
Right? Is that what it was? The
streets were talking.
No, so we had a boosted ad for one of our shows or something.
Oh, I said articles. He fake news on me. No,
and then somebody commented on it. Like that we can't figure out who it is and that we don't know. He said, I heard the lead singer from the Rewrites is queer.
I probably wrote that article.
So you don't know?
No.
It's coming out next week.
At first, when I saw it, it was like, oh, it's somebody we know or it's someone that he knows that's just being, like, trying to be funny, right? But then we were like, no. And he's like, no, I don't know who that is. And then we're like, what? Why would anybody who would say that?
It's like, is this a hate crime?
But I think if I remember correctly, there was an LOL on it, too. So I didn't know if it was, like, somebody trying to be funny or...
You got to start wearing mascara, too, Ken. An eyeliner and shit.
Oh, dude, you got to go glam.
Yeah, you got to glam it up. Bring the 80s back.
Y'all want me to have a glam period?
And
I think this probably was my glam period.
Robert planned it up. Just
my
wear
hair went perfect.
I always wanted to do glam shit when we were in high school.
Just bang chicks and steal their blouses and you'll wear them on stage and people think you're like ambiguous. Is that the word?
Androgynous?
Yeah, there you go. Well, you could be ambiguous with a gay duo.
I'll be gender non-conforming.
You can do like... fuck, my train of thought completely got derailed there. It's gone.
That could be you.
Damn, is it just me or these Chick-fil-A chicks kind of hot?
Well, I didn't see them. Are these the Chick-fil-A chicks?
They look kind of young, though.
Are you not fucking?
I take it back.
Fuck your hand some more.
Yo, the new Broncos. Yeah. You guys see that new Ford Bronco?
Is it smaller or is it still gigantic?
I want to look at it.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
It's like a ripoff of a fucking, whatchamacallit? That other fucking car, the Land Rover?
Yeah, right.
It looks like that one.
Now, you know how they made, like, the...
Well, I like the size.
You know how they made the Challenger, like, look old school?
Yeah.
They need to do that with, like, SUVs. You bring back the Blazer, make it look boxy, like one of those old school Rammers.
Oh, dude, I was driving a Challenger. Crazy.
What does it feel like?
It was pretty dope. I rented a car, and I pulled up, and they were like, yo, we don't have the car you rented, so you get a free upgrade on the house. I was like, all right, cool. It's an upgrade. And they pull up with the fucking black Challenger. Holy shit.
Fucking nice.
Yeah, you were telling me you got to fucking ride one on your honeymoon.
Bastard.
Sick.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have played it off like you had it planned all along.
Nah, that would have been dope. No, hell no. I wouldn't have asked. I would have been scared. I would have been like, yo, the insurance on the daily insurance on this shit would have been... through the roof, I thought. It was more expensive.
Arlovski wins.
Yeah, he won the first two rounds. I'd give him the first two rounds.
I'm pretty sure he outworked him. I'd like to see the numbers.
And
but.
I'd have to look at... I don't know if he got... Or Toucan says he got kicked, but I thought he tripped.
Yeah, but I don't think he fell due to the hit. I think when he kicked and went back, it was due to off-balanceness.
Yeah, like I thought it might have been an injury because of the way he went down. And then how he didn't react.
No, I think he was tired, and that's why he didn't react to get up, and this guy jumped on him.
He said, with the dyed beard.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's super dyed, right? Like, that's got to be.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, that almost looks fake.
He's, like, 40, right? It has to be.
His record is 32-20.
I have two coming out, and I plucked them out the other day.
He went pro in 99, dude.
Like, pretty predominant gray ones, like two.
Yeah, I do the same thing, but it's going to get to a point where, like, two become four become eight, and then it just keeps going. And
he's going to have to accept it.
Yeah.
I'm going to dye my hair gray.
You already dyed it purple, like, a month ago. There you go, see?
Damn, that's hot, dude.
It's been over a month now.
But, yeah.
Well over a month.
I'm going to do that one next. I'm going to be like this guy. The loser. The fucking loser.
The The Slim Shady?
The real one.
Yeah, dude, I got you that Maestro.
Nice. Yeah. I actually just got She-Hulk.
It's been out of stock. It says it's going to get delivered the... Not this week. Not this week we're going into, but the following.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about ordering it. As soon as I saw it in stock, I was probably going to order it. But it has been out of stock.
I sit back with this pack of zigzags in this bag.
You should just try it.
It's a pretty cool gift, but I was hoping for that fake ass that you get to bang, that you fill up with water.
Hey, relax, man. We still got Christmas coming up.
Right. Wait, what?
Fingers crossed.
I heard fill up with water.
Is that a joint gift?
What did I miss before that?
Yeah, we're all gonna go in on. We're all literally gonna go in on.
I call first.
I call next, but don't clean it up.
I think that's how fucking eight started.
Oh, cause it was like
two
to the same monkey
banging jizz and the same monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I heard it got started.
Damn, I actually didn't know they were giving Zhang Weili the rematch. Storm.
Yeah. She cut her hair just like, or like really short like Rose because she thinks it gave her power.
Really?
I don't know about that. But she did cut her hair.
To be more aerodynamic to fight?
I don't know about that one either, but.
Is it true that if I fight you, I become you?
It's to psych out Rose.
She's training with Henry. Henry Cejudo. The Olympic medalist in wrestling. Gold medalist.
Wait, who's training with?
Not Kurt Angle. She's training with
who?
Henry Cejudo.
No, but who is training with?
The little giant headed man.
Zhang Weili.
Okay.
It's true. It's true.
Okay. All right.
I forgot who else is training with him to try to reclaim their title. Fuck. I forgot who it was. He put up a picture, but it was definitely her. But in the main event, we got Aspen Ladd versus Dorman.
Is that PJ's cousin or like cousin twice removed? What do you think?
It's got to be an
married
Irish thing,
into
right?
The family.
It's got to be an Irish thing, right? It has to be.
Who, Dorman?
No, Ladd.
I'm making a joke because this skateboarder's last name is Ladd.
No, Norma Dumont is
He's
Brazilian.
From Boston.
Boston. Norma Dumont.
I kind of feel empty. Damn.
She's broke.
I don't know who she is.
Broke.
She's getting the main event.
She's got $50 to her name. She's out here struggling. Trying to make her dream. Trying to keep her dream alive.
Aspen Ladd's pretty good. But this girl looks pretty vicious. Aspen Ladd's a slow starter too, so... We'll see how this goes. But then this is interesting. We have to see where Aspen Ladd really is at. People thought she was going to beat Duran to me, and I'm like, no, dude. You guys are way overestimating her power. Or
she
not
got
her power,
Canelo'd.
Her level right now. Mm. Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying one day she wouldn't be able to beat Duran to me, but...
It's my time now.
It was very, very early on. Because there was talk about her facing home, and I think that one fell through, and I'm like... Good. That's a good fucking... It's a good fucking thing. She shouldn't be fighting Holly Holm right now.
Right? Let somebody pump the brakes on
this. Yeah. Forgot who got injured or COVID happened.
That's forever in the lexicon because Canelo fought Mayweather way too soon.
Aspen Ladd wasn't even supposed to be in this fight. I forgot who fell out. Holm fell out? I think Holm fell out. I think Aspen Ladd stepped in. Aspen
that
Ladd
sounds about right.
I think Aspen Ladd was supposed to fight a week or two ago.
Yeah, that sounds right.
She didn't make weight.
Oh, for today's, yeah.
Yeah. So wait, Aspen Ladd stepped
time
in.
She was fainting.
Yeah.
Again.
She was shaking at the weigh-ins. They were putting up the video. So.
It's tough to watch.
Yeah, hopefully she's all right. But. I'm guessing it's a heavier weight that she came in then to fight at. Maybe she was trying to make 125 and now it's 135. And maybe that's why Misha's talking shit. She's probably going to have to fight her. Also a bad idea. Damn, so this girl be... Oh, man. This might not be a good fight for Aspen.
No favors.
Well, I didn't know who this doormat was, but now I'm seeing who she's fought.
She's tough. And like she said, hungry.
Literally. It's hard out here.
Now, what happened with Aspen is she's young. She got thrown into the UFC very young into her career, and she went on a winning streak very young in her career. So she was undefeated, and they're like, all right. And then they moved her up very quick, very quick. It's just not fair to her career. But then again, there's that division isn't like super deep. They're going to have to get her feeders, a lot of feeders.
Yeah, it's going to make it interesting.
Belo Horizonte, Minas.
Norma Dumont.
Brazil.
Right? Lazy on the syllables. Horizonte.
I got a bad feeling for Aspen on this one. After seeing the highlights. Because Aspen's a slow starter. Like, all of her fights, she kind of... takes her a little bit to get into it, and usually it gets good when they attack her and they get on the floor and she can get a good submission in. She's got on the floor. I'm not saying she didn't have good striking, but this girl seems aggressive. I like that little lady security guard walking them out. She's smaller than the female fighters.
Yeah. I was about to say, what are they, like a escort? Or?
Look at that giant dude right next to her.
Oh, that's the cut man.
Yeah, the cut man. That's hilarious.
She's probably just like the usher. Just gets you from the back area to the front. Like right here, y'all.
I'm into it.
Into what?
The short chick.
He's saying she looks damaged.
I'm saying it's funny because I'm like, what is she going to do if, like, is she security or what? I'm like, everyone's bigger than her, and they know how to fight.
Maybe she's got a gun. she's the only one.
She's got a taser.
She's packing. She's packing heat. Blah, blah,
blah. Don't make me start regulating up in this bitch.
Yo. Ooh, the B. Is there enough for another one?
Bofetazo.
The yeah. Blizzy.
I can't tell what's doing. Like, I can't even tell if the dispensary weed got me or if the other stuff got me.
Weed is weed, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
Just smoke it, yo.
There is some really bad stuff, though, too. Let's be real. Some of that swag. Sure. Some of that Regulado.
I used to smoke in high school.
Some of that headache weed.
I used to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did.
What a fuck. You know what that. A loser.
What?
What a loser. I didn't smoke till college.
Yeah, you know that, man.
He said, "What a loser."
And then I took a really long break.
I don't remember, you were shocked when I told you I smoked.
Yeah, because you always give me shit for it.
Ah, what a little bitch. Me. For giving you shit.
Yeah, right. I remember giving people shit.
In high school?
I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I wonder if you were visibly high at any time.
Oh, I've been visibly high at many times.
Well, in high school.
I didn't really do it at school. I did it out of school.
Yeah.
I should have done it at school. It would have made dance class super fun.
Wait a second.
It would have made Palucha's class pretty fun.
The rhythms.
I don't know, man. That class is already
of the baile.
She's tied with most knockouts in bantamweight history with 3.
It's not a long history.
Dude, that class was always fun, without even without weed. Cause like, remember you guys put that dick on my
yeah.
on my monitor.
Yeah, and we got in trouble. Ace just ratted us out.
I did
bitch.
Rat you out. I think I had every right to.
No.
Yeah.
You should have just played stupid and been like, I don't know nothing. Johnny Tightlip.
Yeah, yep. That's what you got to do. Deny, deny, deny.
I thought this was a miracle.
And hope they move on to another link in the chain.
Oh, crazy. Yeah, man. I've gotten hit with the...
We could have pinned it on the
well,
Asian
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, your buddy told me this.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah, there was an Asian dude in there. There's people out of English. Movie. Like, it's probably him.
Crazy. Oh, that dude's probably like a millionaire or something.
Like the Simpsons, was it? Blame it on...
T-Bar?
Yeah, blame it on T-Bar. Fight's about to start though. Have you guys ever got cupped like that lady?
What do you mean cupped?
You don't see those things on her back?
The suction cups.
Yeah, oh, the suction yeah, cups. No, I don't. No.
Dude, yeah, that's like a Mexican thing, isn't it?
It's a. I don't. I mean, it's a like a. I don't know what that is now, but a lot of people are seeing.
No, but that.
Yo, does Keith Peterson smell like alcohol and cigarettes
all the time?
Aspen Ladd does. He's about to call it out on it. Like, you smell like alcohol and cigarettes, bitch.
As long as you don't smell like crack residue, no?
Yeah, that's such a crazy thing to say or hear. And the right? fact that it came from Dominic Cruz.
And that he's a fucking announcer, so yeah. He's right there all the time by him. He's a wild boy, man. He's a wild boy.
Look, see, Norma Dumont is only 6-1. What was Aspen Ladd? I forgot to see her record. She has like barely 10 fights. Can't be over that many.
Dude, that's probably just what he sweats out.
Right? From the night before.
Yeah. From the week before.
And she's 9-1.
Yeah, see? 10 fights.
Interesting.
Damn, she was 9-0 when she faced her enemy. She hasn't fought since then. Good. Because she got hit hard.
Unnecessarily. They threw her to the wolves.
Oh, this one might be one of those, too.
Trial by fire.
Or it might be a war.
Fight.
Well, let's see Aspen Ladd at 145. We should make the hot girls fight at least once against each other. Not against the professionals.
Like,
but
like the ring chicks?
Yeah, against each other, though.
With pillows, you mean?
No.
Extra fluffy pillows?
No, they'll heal.
Extra oh, dude, feathery, they should, fluffy yeah, pillows? They should do like a... Like, just, like a reverse thing where like you have fighters doing everything and then like it's the cut men versus the cut men.
Yeah, one like reverse night.
Yeah.
Like a Freaky Friday fight night.
Yeah.
Dana White fights a janitor for some reason. Dana White knows how to box, so he might box up a janitor.
Dude, this is fucking
one night only. Come on. Why not? Or Fertitta comes back and fights Dana.
Renzo, get in there.
Wait, who does Bruce fight?
His brother. We bring his brother in here. Bruce versus Bruce. It's the only way to go. Nah, he'd have to fight another announcer. They have another announcer. They got the one that goes to all the like South American countries. Because he speaks Spanish.
Yeah, dude, I like it. You need to pitch this idea. It's the cut men versus the cut men.
Dear Dana. These girls are feeling each other out here.
Next out, thing you, next not thing you know, up. We have Dana White's...
Five rounder.
Be a lot more exciting if they're
Sunday
feeling each other up.
Pretender series.
Yeah, right? Yeah, do that. Do it like the Contender series, just... people in the company a chance. No, I was saying that so they could win Khabib's respect, you know, because Khabib's been disrespecting them lately. That's why Valentina came out and was saying, "Eye candy's awesome, all right, fucking Khabib," pretty much. But she's right. Presentation's been a part of the sport since the beginning, and
yeah,
fighting.
We all like looking at pretty things.
Yep, it's presentation. It's how the sports are presented as well. And they're part of it. Sorry, Khabib.
Round one.
You made your fucking millions in the sport. You can't fucking talk shit about it after you made your millions and then left. I don't know. You know, those ring girls.
They're mad distracting.
You guys saw what Connor was talking about lately?
No.
He was going off on Twitter.
About?
He started putting up articles saying that Dagestanis are like 85% inbreds or something like that.
Thank God.
He was being an asshole.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
And then he deleted. He was talking shit to Ali Abdelaziz.
Just instigating.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ali loves doing back and forth with these guys. He loves talking shit. So he was going back and forth with this guy. He's like, dude, you're being super disrespectful. And Connor's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Pretty much, you know.
It's an ugly game of attention.
Yeah. Exactly.
It never ends.
Oh, shit. Wait. Weren't we supposed to have our event tonight?
Oh, yeah. Ralph's birthday, right? The promotion?
Yeah.
Frankie got a second star, so we couldn't have it.
Yeah. Yeah, I met the requirements.
I had to sanction that fight myself.
I made the cut.
Hey, you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Where'd you get that heart pin?
Target.
Let me have it.
You know where it's from, right?
Zelda?
Yeah.
Let me have it.
For real?
No.
Okay.
I thought he was going to be like, I'm going to just take it. What pin?
Dumont looks super fucking calm in this shit. Espinlad looks all twitchy.
Unfazed.
Well, Espinlad got the cup thing too.
Oh, look at her forehead. She's got already a...
No, it's just the shape of her forehead.
Jesus.
Espinlad does have a pretty big forehead.
It's bulbous.
It's bulbous.
One of her fights, it was pretty fucking
Joanna
beat up. Yeah.
Oh.
Dumont acknowledged it too. Snapped her head back.
She getting too confident.
Well, that's the end of the round right there. What is this, the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, it's McDonald's. All of this shit has been McDonald's heavy.
McDonald's isn't that great. Theirs isn't that great.
I haven't tried it yet.
Nah, if you're going to try one, just go to Popeye's instead. Or Wendy's. Their chicken sandwich is pretty fire, too. Everyone leaves that one out of conversation.
It's underrated.
Yeah.
Have you tried the KFC one yet?
No. No, I tried the BK one. BK one's not good.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. It was okay at best.
Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, I guess I'd go if everywhere else was super packed.
That's just the shape of her forehead.
Yeah, you're right, actually. The light wasn't doing her any favors.
Nope, none at all. This is not a flattering light.
Doesn't Culver's have one?
Do they? Did they just come out with one?
Have a what?
Like a spicy chicken sandwich?
I don't know, man, but Culver's is pretty good shit.
I don't know, every time I go, I get a burger.
Why does she always look like that?
What happened?
She always looks like...
like she's not all there?
Yeah. Or like...
Because she's not all there, Jim.
Not like that. She's like... What's the word? I don't know, like...
She's dissociating!
It's emotionless, almost?
Kind of creepy, right? Like... She gets like that little smirk or whatever.
Wait, who?
She goes to like the dead zone.
Aspen?
Oh.
Not really doing much of anything. She did land that one punch towards the end of the first round. But
she's overreacting.
Yeah, that first round was a lot of this. Who does that go to, though?
Dumont. I would assume. Just because Dumont's pushing the pressure. I would assume she's landing more of the strikes.
I'm pretty into her.
To Dumont?
Yeah.
Like, she's Brazilian?
You would be. I'm not surprised. We were just talking about this before. She's like borderline homeless, she was saying. She's like fighting for her livelihood right now.
Jesus really loves them as chicks.
She's a hungry young fighter fighting for a sandwich.
Jesus' chicks are the favorite. His favorite are the damaged ones.
Man, your radar does work really well for that, huh?
Hey, this man, is fucked, yo. I got a type.
This is fucked.
What can I say? I got a type.
He said this. She's my type. Like,
in Breaking Bad, did you get all hard when that girl OD'd?
Like,
amazing.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I'm sure I
these
did.
These are real people. She was hot. With real stories.
Oh, that's Jessica Jones.
Oh, man. Come on.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no.
My God.
I literally witnessed drug abuse just now.
Aspen Ladd pushing Demond against the cage here, maybe trying to work for a takedown. She's got an underhook, and she's trying to work something else, but Duman is pushing against the bicep. He's got that hand kind of locked up. Duman went under with her. And Duman's out.
All day jabs.
No leg kicks, nothing from Ladd. Duman either that much. But Aspen Ladd's been forehead's been taking most of the damage.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Yo.
Almost fumbled that again.
I'm gonna throw a flag on you, Frankie, right now.
Yeah, right. Take me out the game, coach.
Encroachment.
Motherfuckers get benched for less.
Fumbling the blunt. 5 yards. 5 yard penalty. First down.
Yeah, you're cut.
I thought I told you were cut.
It's the hardest part. You're cut.
I better watch out. Last time I had to buy a new bouncy ball
or yoga ball. Did you ball. Burn it?
Because I kept dropping ashes on it.
Oh. Oh, that just ripped it one too many.
One too many times, and it weakened the infrastructure of the
compromised the
ball.
Integrity.
The rubber started leaking air.
There was one particular gnarly one I remember that I thought. Pretty sure it was something. If not the ball, at least your britches.
Yeah, yeah. Some of those farts echoed through it. Those damaged the integrity of it as well. Those hit the foundation, I think. And you guys weren't around for most of them.
Those poor britches. Ooh. All right, boys, I'm out of here. I got the signal.
You're out of here? You need the keys? Oh, shit, I locked it.
Aye.
Can you let him out, Jesus? Can
God
you bring back the
damn
keys?
Damn it.
That's what you get for avoiding eye contact.
Yeah.
My fault. Peace up, my dude. I just put my ass all up in your face.
You good, bro.
Here, it's this cool skull key.
Damn. Wow, now. That is cool, man. You need like a gnarly guitar right. Solo.
All right. Thanks, dude. Effect.
Salute to the missus.
Yeah.
And to the dream.
Hey, watch dream. Out with those poo bombs on the side of the house.
Yeah, I
remember that. All right, now that they're out of here, Toucan, we can talk real MMA. Never mind that.
And
back.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
I think Aspen Ladd's down 2 rounds.
Yeah, she's not doing much.
No, she's kind of just like fainting and twitching a lot, not throwing any kicks, not really throwing any jabs.
It's almost like she's resetting every time. And then every now and then, Duman will get a jab in there, and then that fucking disrupts her whole shit. And
yeah.
She just doesn't want to throw. Now she looks a little more. But she is, like, she's almost, like, moving just to be anticipating a strike, but then she'll still get hit. It's like, I don't get it. Why do all that extra motion?
Yeah. Dumont's getting comfortable. Starting to let loose a little bit more this round. At least more strikes, more combos. Instead of singles, jabs. But then you see Ladd coming on too. She has to. It's round three and she hasn't been doing shit. Jesus said he got me Maestro. That's old school Hulk. In the future Hulk. He's bald. And he's got a goatee. Or like a full beard.
That's funny. Maestro.
But they call him Maestro. Ooh, Espen Ladd 8-1-2 right there.
Ooh, and another.
I don't know what her strategy is. Was it to get it to the floor? But I would assume Dumont would be pretty well-versed in Jiu-Jitsu. She is Brazilian.
There goes
the, see, look at that. She avoided the takedown very well.
There goes the takedown attempt, though. Yeah. It might be.
Espen Ladd isn't 145, man.
This is 135, no?
No, I think this is 145.
This
I think
45.
I think she stepped into one to the 145.
This is crazy.
Featherweight.
What? What? Crazy.
Yeah, right. Feather's 145.
Trippy.
I'm guessing since she missed weight. She,
oh
damn, she that hurt her. All right. See, there was no setup there.
Yeah, no, those are desperation takedown attempts.
Yeah, no, I think this fight was scheduled for the 145, and Holly Holm fell out, and she just stepped in, and since it was like 2 weeks,
sounds like she doesn't know what to do.
Here,
like no. You see her?
Yeah,
she's just leaning on her, but she's not doing mm-hmm. anything.
That leg's supposed to be on the outside, so you could trip her up. Yep, there we go, better. No, nope, like, don't put it back on the inside, lad.
She doesn't know what to do. Hit her.
See? Just kind of remembering, but then.
It's like the tape's jammed up.
How old is she? She's young as hell, man. I don't think she's older than 25.
Oh, that was a good elbow. Why'd that take so long?
Yeah, right? It
took like 3 minutes. Not really. It was like 20 seconds. But still, it took forever.
The whole attic, right?
Huh?
The whole attic, right?
Yeah. There you go.
It's pretty cool.
It's a cool guy club.
Nah, you still have to sit in that chair. You got your last.
Fuck that, no.
You still got the shit chair. It's not like that one's that much better, but still. Aspen's lad's face is getting all red. You didn't miss much, Jesus. They kind of picked up the pace a little bit, but it's more of the same.
This is just going to have to stay here.
Yeah, that's fine. The spirit of Frankie will sit there.
Yeah, all right.
We'll keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
I'm a little high.
Quit bragging.
Yeah, right? Think you're cooler than us?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Espen Ladd's getting beat up. So, what have you been up to, Jesus? You were in Wisconsin last week, weren't you? Milwaukee?
The whereabouts unknown.
What?
Yeah, weren't you? In Milwaukee recently?
No.
No. I thought that was you.
Yeah. No. Not a whole lot, man. When are we going to Quake?
I don't know. I want to go, but
I want to go. I want us to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Damn. I don't know. We'll go soon. But I'm not gonna lie, I already went without you. Nah, fuck. I haven't gone.
I mean, if
I think she's getting a talking to right now. Like, yo, what are you doing? Are you going to attack? Or you
just... I definitely need to get an iPad soon, though, first.
A what?
Or the... Yeah, the iPass.
Oh, for tolls?
Yes. There's tolls on the way over there. Toll to get to your house.
I have an iPass.
Yeah, I need...
There's no tolls to get to my house.
Well, definitely to get to... Quake.
It's fine. We can take my iPass.
And, well, the thing is, I need to get them anyway, because when I go to the suburbs, I always try to avoid them.
Okay.
I just need to get it so I don't have to avoid them anymore.
I mean, yeah, I encourage that because it's useful.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Yeah, it's good to have.
Sometimes my GPS tries to send me through the faster routes, and it's like, over here, I don't have fucking toll shit.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, there's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
Taking the tolls versus no tolls.
You can pay the toll after, too.
Yeah, you can always do that. But that is kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Paying it after.
Round 4, Aspen Lance pushing against the cage now, working for the takedown.
Is this not the Toll Talk podcast?
Let us know how your tolls are in your...
Toll Talk Totally.
You're on the Full Hill podcast. I was driving down the 290.
Drive.
Aspen Ladd might have won a round or two if she did a lot more of this in earlier rounds.
Yeah, she's really on Dumont.
Hey, she might have even gotten a takedown. It's not much. She's just kind of pushing her against the cage now, kind of just like, you got nice titties. Let me hear your heart, lady.
I want to hear your heartbeat.
Yeah. Come on, wardrobe malfunction, like earlier. There was one earlier. The referee had to stop and tell her to readjust.
Wow.
We didn't get to see anything, just the ref. He got a nice peep show.
What ref was
it? not this one, not Keith Peterson. They were against the cage in that similar position, too.
Hmm.
He was unfazed.
The ref?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though.
Probably jacking it on the bathroom right now.
All smushed.
It had nipple tape.
You know who should have had nipple tape? Fucking Lizzo. You guys see that? Her in that sheer dress? She wore a completely see-through dress. And I don't think she was wearing anything under. Besides, like, underwear or whatever.
No, let's pull it up.
No, I'm good. I don't want to see that.
Aspen might have a broken nose or something. I feel like she keeps reacting to her face.
Maybe those jabs hurt?
Yeah, no, I get that, ooh. But, like, I feel like she keeps going like this, like, touching it.
Oh, okay. Unless, maybe recently?
Unless that's in the just, fight? Like, a nervous thing she does.
Like, what's the point of this, though? Like, what is she doing? See, look, like, she got taken down.
Not getting beat up.
It's a rest spot.
To stop the beating. But yeah, I agree with you. I don't get it.
That Dumont girl's got a dumper on her.
Yeah.
Underrated, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best, but it'll get the job done. Jesus?
No, yeah, it's...
Thoughts?
I'm into it. I told you guys, I'm into
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, you were saying you were into Dumont. We're not saying we're into Ladd, but I just know a lot more of Ladd than I do of Dumont.
Oh, wow. Good defense on the ground so far. With a minute to go. This is already the fourth round? Holy shit.
Yeah. The first two rounds, there was really nothing done.
Ladd needs a finish.
Yeah. No, the first two rounds, there was nothing done. Nothing. Dumont might have landed some more jabs. That stiff jab by Ladd at the second round, but that didn't win another round. And then third round, they kind of picked it up a little bit more action from Dumont. And then this round, Aspen's been pushing her against the cage. And then she got taken down, so this is definitely a Dumont round. Oh, damn, look at Ladd with the sweep.
That was hot.
But 30 seconds left only.
She threw her over. Oh, she's throwing legs up. Oh, the ground and pound is ferocious. She's getting all her shots off now.
Is this going to give her the round?
No.
This is the last thing the refs or the judges are going to see.
Oh, looks like Dumont's about to get free, though. She's far enough away where she feels safe.
That was weird at the end.
By who?
When, like, just right when before they hit, yeah.
No, she was safe. She felt like this girl slowing down, and she's like, "Well, she's not hitting me here."
Yeah, it was.
Because if she gets too frantic, is when you get in trouble.
She hit the knee across the belly.
Yeah, she's like, "I'm safe here. Like, I'm good." As long as you're right there. All you can really hit is my stomach.
She was controlling the distance.
You can't hit me in the face. Yeah.
Okay.
No, because the ref could have stopped that. Unless she should have let Aspen get a little bit more tired. Look at Aspen. She's fucking... She's recovering, though. But look at her eyes. She's like... I need oxygen. That really didn't fuck up Dumont too much at all. Yeah, Aspen needs a finish. Dude, those eye injuries right there, they're pretty bad, man, because that bone right there is so susceptible to breaking and getting an orbit. Yeah, and getting an orbital fucking thing.
Is that what you're thinking or what?
Maybe. Like you were saying she was touching her nose a lot. She was blinking a lot right now.
Because I did kind of see some little bumps there, but I don't know.
Undertaker had to get a wire mesh put under his fucking eye socket. Because who fell on it? Fucking
Mabel?
Mabel, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, and he broke his face and he didn't even know, but he kept wrestling. And it was bothering him, so he went to go get it checked out. And they're like, "Hey, dude, you have a fucking fracture like on your eye socket, like I don't know if they call it a spider web or what they call it, because it was just like multiple cracks or whatever. So they had to put a mesh, like a metal thing back there. Ugh. Do you remember when the Undertaker wore the mask? I have a figure up there where the Undertaker has a mask. He wore that because of the injury. WWE facts by Rafael Chinas. What do you guys think of CM Punk coming back and the war is starting up? Do you think there's a war, Jesus?
Nah. No. If it is, it's. I don't know. It's not very heated. I think. The war is more so happening within WWE.
So, I was looking at the number of minutes of entertainment compared to the number of minutes of wrestling in each promotion for each show. All Elite, I think, in combination of both shows being 3 hours long, one being two, one being one, so a week they put on two shows. And I think an hour of Dark. They have like an hour and like 35 minutes or something like that. And I think WWE, with all its shows and all its hours, doesn't equal that. Like, it's a lot less. They have very, very little wrestling.
Yeah.
And it's all talking.
Yeah. It is. And it's... They're trying to move the story along by not having matches. I feel like they have their... I feel like it's all the same thing on Raw every week.
Well, like, look what Daniel Bryan, this for, I don't know if it was his first match back, but a couple weeks ago they had him go against Omega for 30 minutes or the 20-minute match.
Dumont's bleeding. Dumont's
bleeding. Yeah, from the nose. That Omega versus
Bryan
match, it's going to go down in history as one of the best matches that fans wanted, and it lived up to expectations. They're both in their prime, and we got it.
Yeah, but look at what WWE's doing.
Nothing.
They have Bearcat on there.
Yeah. The Brock Roman storyline got good. No?
I mean, I guess, but a lot of the main... Like, I feel like they only care about pushing whatever main event they're pushing.
That's true.
And everything else is just kind of secondary.
And that's quite opposite with AEW.
You're
actually kind of interested in the lower shit.
Yeah, everything kind of matters. And if not, you at least get a decent match. And it's not always the same rotation of guys every week.
Yeah. WWE needs to take a hint off of it. I get it that they're worldwide entertainment, but just because they did the name change doesn't mean they should go away from wrestling. Is it World Wrestling Entertainment? Probably feels like worldwide entertainment now.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's what they wanted to do when they were doing when they were opening their NXT, their NXT promotions in different, on different continents.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's NXT UK. They wanted to do that in like Japan and, you know, other places.
They were kneeing the fuck out of each other in the stomach.
Yeah.
Towards the end there. Who, Dumont over there? You see her kissing? Or did they just start making out?
She's friendly, man. She's a nice person.
But,
She was telling the band, like, I don't hate you. I just beat you up because they pay me to.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of pizza left, Jesus.
Okay. I'm gonna check that out.
You do that.
Yeah. You guys didn't even open the chips.
We will right now when we end the podcast.
I'm real high right now. You're asking a lot.
Once this fight ends and we get a winner, I'll end the podcast and we can eat chips with your gay-ass French dip.
Okay.
What is it?
It's just fucking spinach dip, man.
Yeah, there we go. That's not that bad, though.
It's not bad at all.
I've had it before.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Oh, no, you skipped the word. That says creamy spinach dip.
Oh.
See?
Well,
did you hear his reaction?
Well, what the fuck? Did you guys want a solid spinach dip?
It wouldn't sound as homo. No, it sounds like I'm eating the cream of some young guy.
Yeah, see? There you go.
You did that. Dumont won. Dumont won. Here are the totals.
49-46, 49-46, and 48-47.
What?
For your winner,
someone gave
her a
round?
Norma, the immortal Dumont!
I like that little scream she did.
I'm here with your winner, Norma Dumont. Norma, a very strategic fight. I think we all knew
good words for boring Bisbee. A very strategic fight. Alright guys, I want to eat some chips, I want to smoke some more, and I'm going to hang out with my boys. Let's see, before we get out of here, Toucan, what's going on with you?
Smoking weeds.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old, playing shows every now and then.
Jesus?
You know.
Shit.
How's the house?
Good.
How's the foundation? Good. It's not Hasn't shaken up?
Not yet.
Cool, that's awesome.
They tore up my driveway, though.
You paid for that?
No. It's the city? The village?
Yeah.
Whatever they want to call themselves. They're paying for it.
Nice. You got a driveway?
Yeah.
So you could, like, use your garage for, like, whatever you wanted?
I suppose, yeah.
You can convert it. Cool, that's awesome. Are you going to use it as a garage, or are you going to use it for, like... You can make a home gym.
Dude, I sent you a picture of my bench.
Do you want to see a picture of my bench? I got a bench.
Okay. But I sent you a picture of the bench that I have in there.
Oh, you need weights, yeah.
Yeah, I needed the plates.
Yeah. Well, you can't have mine.
Okay. I wasn't going to ask you for
yours. Because you can't have them.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I've just been working out and doing nothing. Working out, cooking. Cooked 42 meals this past week. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think actually it was 47, but who's counting?
Cooking.
Yeah. All right, guys.
So that's her man's?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean.
You jealous?
One of them is.
I mean.
Next week is. Versus Polo Costa.
Oh, Lord.
It should be a good fight. Let me know
Battle of the bodies.
If you want to come through. Jesus or Toucan, good fight companion. Right now, I'm a little fat from the pizza.
Another early day?
Cool. Actually, it might be pretty... Yeah, it's pretty early. It's at 4. It might be like at 3. Okay. All right, yeah. Let me know if you're down for that early one. Jesus might not be down for that early one.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't count me out. Oh, fuck. I'm not going to be here.
30th, I have a show, but I might even be able to do this.
It's a free one too.
And is Jan versus Sanhagen? Yo,
it's an ESPN Plus special presentation, so we don't have to pay for it.
Fantastic.
Because there's no title on it. That's all. Fantastic. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time here in the Full Heel Podcast. Happy birthday to me! I got Maestro coming from Jesus. That's the old man Hulk. I don't know how much Frankie gave me, but we'll see. $20 to $500. I'm hoping it's $500, so we'll see. Peace out. I love you guys. Here's the next one. Full Heel Podcast. Popeye's has the best chicken sandwich.